Right, delighted to say Rhys Williams joins me. How physical was that match?
Yeah, it was a tough old game. You know, when Cat Lands turn up, they're a big set, so you always prepare for the worst, really. But you know, you have to sort of turn up to be able to deal with them. And they're a good team, and we know we had to play well to get the victory today.
Three wins on the spin as well. What's Paul Rowley said to you there? You've started to build a bit of momentum now, aren't you?
I think that's just it. I think there was a period there where we didn't go back to back at the start of the year, and we talked about that a bit. So it's nice to just get three wins on the trot. And you know, Catalan are up there as one of the top four for the last few years, so it was important we got a good win at home against them to take that next phase of the season.
How is it when it's like that? I mean, you hardly had any possession in that second half. You're just back-to-back defending all the time. Must take it out of you, but you showed an awful lot of character there in that second half.
I think that's, you know, you said it there, the character of the team. We know that when we make mistakes, we'll turn up for each other. And to limit them to 10 points, you know, they're a good attacking team. So if we do that, we put ourselves in a good spot to win.
Bit of controversy, and the Catalans get a try in 90 seconds. And look like a knock-on. What's going through your mind when he's kicking that goal to level the game? Did you fancy extra time? Because I bet you guys could, weren't you?
No, to be honest, I thought he was going to slide it. So I had it in my head, but I think probably everyone did. You're just preparing for extra time, so you're just getting ready for what's to come. You know, luckily he missed and it didn't go to that. But yeah, just one of those, you're always preparing for the worst. And
there's 5 seconds left, they kick off, you've just got to make that last tackle and everything, that last sort of play of the game. I was expecting Catalans to kick there, but you just sort of swore them up, didn't you?
You sort of prepared for them to kick, because it's a hard one, because they haven't got time to put shape on or in a position to with literally that time to go. So yeah, tough one, but you know, we dug in and did it and got the win.
You've got a week off next week. Are you glad for that, really, you know, as a team? Because you've had some tough games last week, you know, backing up Castleford was an hard game, Lee away. You've had some real bruising encounters, haven't you?
Definitely, you know, I think a third of the way in, it's always nice to get a bit of a rest and get the bodies healed. And you know, we've had a few injuries on that sort of front through the side of the year, so to just get some bodies from rest. But internationally, you know, I was hoping for a Wales game. Personally, I want to play for my country every opportunity, and a little annoyed and disappointed that there isn't a game, but you know, it is what it is. And I'll take the week's rest and rest up.
You keep playing well for solid reason. Thanks very much for your
cheers,
time.
Cheers, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.